exalted viewers, and a warm welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa, tune in via Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or on Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. Or, for worldwide access, join us online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Iceland is developing hydrogen-fueled cars whose only byproduct is water. In environmental news, China has opened more than 2,000 public parks. In travel news, Singapore and the United Kingdom sign an unrestricted open skies agreement. In Indigenous people news, a rarely seen tribe has been located in Peru's rainforest. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your all-positive TV channel.
Today in history, October 18th, Media Democracy Day was first celebrated in Britain in 1922. Originally, Media Democracy Day was a commemoration of the intention behind the British Broadcasting Service to have an independent broadcast source of information free of political and commercial pressures. Today, Media Democracy Day is commemorated in cities around the world. May God continue to bless our world with free and truthful information that is easily accessible for all.
Fly-in news. Iraq and Turkey sign agreement to resolve situation with Kurds. Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi arrived in the Turkish capital on Tuesday to meet with Turkey's President Abdullah Gül and Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, where they discussed diplomatic options for Turkey's relations with the Iraqi Kurds. Following the meeting, Vice President Hashimi noted a new atmosphere and indicated that Turkey would agree to allow the Iraqi government to resolve the situation. Thank you, Turkey and Iraq, for reaching this meaningful accord. May Allah bless all Iraqi Kurds with lasting stability and peace.
Fly-in news. South Sudan agrees to rejoin the Sudan government. On Tuesday, Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir met with representatives from the Southern Sudan People's Liberation Movement. Following the meeting, President al-Bashir made several cabinet position rearrangements, and the SPLM agreed to rejoin the government. Vice President of Southern Sudan, Riek Machar, confirmed the SPLM's intention to continue honoring an accord reached with Sudan's government in 2005. He said, "We are committed to the comprehensive peace agreement." Congratulations, Your Excellencies, for this progress towards a unified nation. May heaven bless the beautiful people of Sudan with contentment and lasting peace.
Fly-in news. President Bush and King Abdullah discuss Mideast peace. Jordan's King Abdullah II and U.S. President George W. Bush held a telephone conference on Monday. King Abdullah encouraged the U.S. to help the Palestinians and Israelis create a unified point of view. He also said that America's sincere efforts will increase confidence in the upcoming Mideast peace talks. Thank you, King Abdullah, for your commitment to creating a lasting peace between Israel and Palestine. May heaven bless the Middle East peace efforts with success.
Fly-in news. Libya and OLAC or Vietnam overwhelmingly voted to join the UN Security Council. On Wednesday, Libya and OLAC won landslide victories in the UN Security Council election and were warmly welcomed by the UN General Assembly. Libya was elected for her efforts in disarmament and international security, while OLAC was elected to the council after being a UN member state for the past 30 years. In Hanoi, Prime Minister Nguyễn Tấn Dũng expressed the pride of the nation as he stated, "Becoming one of the 15 members of the most important agency of the world's largest international organization is a great honor that also comes along with a heavy responsibility." The Prime Minister added that OLAC would fulfill its tasks by adhering to UN Charter guidelines as well as seeking consultancy and acting in cooperation with other council members. Congratulations, OLAC, Libya, and other newly elected nations of the UN Security Council. May God bless all council members in protecting our world with unity, wisdom, and peace.
Flyin News. Hydrologist discovers underground aquifer in Darfur. Egyptian-born geologist Dr. Farouk Elbaz of Boston's University Center for Remote Sensing in America will head to Sudan soon to verify the discovery of a massive underground lake. A reliable source of water could help bring peace to the parched Darfur region. In response to the discovery, the United Nations, Egypt, and the Sudanese government are financing a project initiated by Dr. Elbaz called 1,000 Wells for Darfur. The United Nations will dig 24 test wells next year. Congratulations, Dr. Elbaz, on your promising discovery. Thank you, all parties involved in bringing Allah's precious gift of water to Darfur. May sacred peace rain down upon the region.
YN News. Putin sees no need for European missile defense system. In an interview following meetings with U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Russian President Vladimir Putin reiterated his opinion that an American missile defense system in Central Europe is not necessary. He also said that America may be softening its position and was hopeful that international dialogue on the issue would continue. Thank you, President Putin, for your assurance of peace in the region and your commitment to diplomacy. May the day soon come when all countries coexist as trusting friends and neighbors so that all weapons are rendered useless and cease to exist. Flyin News. OLAC or Vietnam ensures food security. Partnering with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, OLAC is making efforts to ensure food safety and nutrition for the entire nation. Marking the 27th World Food Day on October 16th, the FAO head representative from Hanoi praised OLAC's endeavors and commented that the nation has worked hard to become one of the world's leading rice exporters. Congratulations, and heaven bless OLAC for your commitment to ensure the health of your beautiful citizens. May the OLAC's people be ever blessed with happiness, fulfillment, and peace.
Flyin News. The reduction of U.S. troops in Iraq will begin in December. Several high-level American military officials have stated that the 3rd Brigade of the 1st Cavalry Division, one of 20 Army combat divisions in Iraq, will return home this December. No new brigade will replace it. Instead, the 3rd Brigade's mission will be adopted by U.S. forces already in Iraq and the Iraqi government. The reduction of troops marks a shift in U.S. strategy, with responsibility being gradually transferred to Iraqi security forces. Thank you, United States, for bringing the troops safely back home. May heaven soon grant them joyous reunions with loved ones. Flyin News. China boosts production of super-yield rice. High-yield rice leads to abundant harvest and high profits for Chinese farmers. Farms planted with hybridized strains of rice produce superior quality yields, 15% greater than farms planted with traditional strains of rice. This year, China increased its plantings of super-yield rice by 14%, ensuring plentiful quantities of rice for the nation. Congratulations, China, for producing an abundant supply of nutritional rice for your people. May heaven bless you with further agricultural advances.
Flyin News, promoting the right to food on World Food Day. Over 150 countries celebrated World Food Day on Tuesday, October 16th. This year's theme was the right to food. In recognition of World Food Day, Spain is putting on food-related events all month, including a televised fundraising gala. Egypt is holding 10 Arabic music festivals, a fundraising banquet, and several exhibitions in Cairo. Japan is organizing a benefit concert in Yokohama. And Dubai is making charitable donations to orphans and the poor. Ahmed Abdul Hussein, CEO of Dubai World's Environment, Health and Safety Branch, said, "Marking this day is just a step towards building a stronger momentum for enhancing food availability for all people. Thank you, and heaven bless all countries involved for supporting the right of all people around the world to safe and nutritious food."
In renewable energy news, Iceland aims to be a world leader in clean energy technology. Iceland, a country of volcanoes, hot springs, and waterfalls, has already tapped all of these domestic sources of renewable energy. Almost all of Iceland's electricity and heat come from geothermal and hydroelectric power. Now, Iceland is working on hydrogen-based transportation. Large companies such as General Motors, Toyota, and Daimler Chrysler are using Iceland as a test market for their hydrogen fuel cell prototypes. Fuel cells are powered by hydrogen and oxygen, with water being its only byproduct. By year's end, approximately 35 prototype hydrogen fuel cell cars will be driving on the roads of Reykjavik. By 2010, they will be on sale to the public. Bravo! Thank you and God bless Iceland for taking the lead and using clean, renewable energy to preserve our planet's ecosphere. Coming up on Noteworthy News, China protects her wetlands by establishing new national parks. We will be just around the corner and come back soon. Keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Noteworthy news, positive news for a better world. I'm Louie the Cow with an energy tip of the day. Did you know that compact fluorescent light bulbs are much more efficient than incandescent light bulbs? That is because they use about 1/4 of the energy and last about 10 times longer. I love them. Thanks for watching, and here's the weather from around the world.
Child Welfare News, a new study is launched. The British government begins a six-month study of children, video games, and the internet. Psychologist and TV parenting expert Dr. Tanya Byron will examine how to protect children from inappropriate online material. Dr. Byron said, "The internet had great potential for children's play and learning, but access must be restricted to appropriate material in games or online." Dr. Byron said, "This review is about pulling together the shared responsibility we have as parents, society, government, and industry to protect our children and young people from harm. Thank you, and heaven bless Great Britain and Dr. Barn for your commitment to provide children with a beneficial experience while using online resources.
In environmental news, China has established 22 national urban wetland parks to protect wetland resources. At the 6th China International Garden and Flower Expo in the southern Chinese city of Xiamen, Mr. Wang Jihong, chief engineer of the Ministry of Construction, said that the wetland parks will help to protect diminishing wetland resources. From 2001 to 2006, China's cities became greener with more than 2,000 public parks opened. Also, over 150,000 hectares of urban areas were planted with trees, flowers, and lawns. Mr. Wang Jihong emphasized that China must make conservation efforts. Thank you, Mr. Wang Jihong and China's Ministry of Construction, for your dedication to protecting natural resources and improving the lives of your urban citizens. May heaven bless your land with more beautiful plants and other natural wonders. Up next, Singapore and the United Kingdom will soon be able to fly freely in each other's countries. We're going to sit in meditation to be in communion with God. You're watching Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In travel news, Singapore and the United Kingdom signed an open skies agreement. Under the terms of the new arrangement, each nation's carriers can base aircraft in the other's country and fly to any domestic or international destination. There are no restrictions on frequency of service or capacity. This spectacular agreement will be effective from March 2008. It is the first of its kind for the United Kingdom and the second for Singapore, which already has a similar unrestricted open skies agreement with the United Arab Emirates. Congratulations and heaven bless Singapore and the United Kingdom for opening up the skies and facilitating people's lives.
In Indigenous People News, a nomadic tribe has been seen in Peru's Amazon. Ecologists in Peru have photographed a little-known tribe living on the banks of the Las Piedras River in Peru's southeastern Amazon rainforest. The tribe has not been seen for nearly 30 years. The isolated Indians live in palm leaf huts on the riverbank. Ecologists were flying over the Alto Purás National Park near the Brazilian border when they spotted the mysterious tribe. Heaven bless the indigenous people in Peru with happiness and well-being as they maintain their wonderful cultural roots.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled A New Kind of Van.
It's a very, very funny. And there was a kid overheard his parents say they are going to buy a minivan. And the kid, the son, said, "No, I don't want a minivan. I want a Mickey van."
And now for our viewers' hotline. This hotline is from Benjamin, who wrote,
"Dear sir or madam, I know of your good job for poor people worldwide. Please accept my special thanks and regards. Benjamin.
Hello, Benjamin. Thank you for your caring heartline. With God's grace, it's our privilege to help other brothers and sisters according to our abilities. May heaven bless you and yours with peace, happiness, and abundance.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
It's been a pleasure to have you join us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, presenting uplifting programs for international viewing 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Until next time, peace and love.